All right. If you would, turn back to John chapter 15 again. I'm going to try and speak a little more on the true vine and the husbandman, or I may just say the same things over again, because I do like this. But John 15, I'm going to begin reading in verse 5 today. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. As I said last week, this is not a parable, it's an illustration. And as such, as Christ is speaking, he is explaining what he means by using this vine as the illustration. He is the true vine, and the Father, my Father, is the husbandman. Then he goes on to explain the work of the Father, the work of the husbandman, was to purge branches, to prune, to cut back. But here in verse 5, which is where I'm going to start, guess what? It starts with the same thing. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. I think he's being serious about this illustration. He's repeating himself. And he's repeating himself to ones that he had already told, now ye are clean. Repetition is necessary for human beings. Saved though we might be, regenerated, converted, we are still fallen creatures. And our minds can forget almost faster than we can learn. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Now I want you to notice very carefully the order here. And the reason I say that is because most people and most religious people get it backwards. Every time. Because though he states, he that abides in me and I in him, he starts out before that saying, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Okay? I'm the source. You're the result. And you can never, ever forget that. And if you know him, you never will forget that. But most religious people get it backwards. The branch does not grow into the vine. The vine produces the branch. I know that's simple, but that's what the illustration is. The vine doesn't attach itself. The branch doesn't attach itself to the vine. The branch is a natural outgrowth of a vine.
Amen, that's right.
If he says, I'm a vine, he's going to have branches.
Yeah.
And he's already said, my Father's the husbandman. The husbandman's going to make sure he's got branches. And not only that, he's going to make sure he's got fruitful branches.
Right.
But also this, living in Christ and Christ in you precedes fruit. That's another thing the world gets backwards. Being a branch comes before bearing fruit. Again, it's a simple illustration, but that's all right. We're simple people. We need simple illustrations. That doesn't detract from the profoundness of it. Because it is that simple. Everything is in Christ Jesus, or it's nothing. And that's the truth of the matter. This illustration, because where he already said it in verse 2, before you're going to see much fruit, you're going to see abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in you. But you are also going to see what? Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth what? More fruit. You're a branch before there's any fruit. And I said it before, and I meant it. This is talking about the fruit of the Spirit. This is not talking about soul winning. I've heard that. This is talking about the fruit of the Spirit. That comes from God. The Holy Spirit. But it only comes if you are a branch in the vine tended by the husbandman.
Yeah.
I said it last week. There's no talk of grafting here. These are natural grown branches of the vine. I said it also last week. This is not the olive tree in illustration. You don't join the true vine. You are either a branch of the true vine or you are not.
Amen.
And it is that simple.
Yeah.
You are chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world. If you are a branch in Jesus Christ. And you will be tended by the husbandman. You will be purged. You will be cleansed. You will be cut back. And the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. Now I talked last week about how you trim back a vine in the late winter and the early spring. So that when it starts out, the vine is not supporting a branch way out this far that may just suck up life and not produce fruit or good fruit. The other thing I didn't say last week is that during the growing season, you trim that vine. When you start and you've got a couple of bunches of grapes starting to grow off of this vine on these branches, they'll trim off the end. Purging never stops.
Amen.
Cutting back never stops. Because we are still fallen creatures in this world, even though we are branches of the true vine. The Father's work is never done until the end. If you are a branch, you are abiding in him, and he is in you. And you are abiding in him because he is in you. But here's the point. The true vine, Jesus Christ, is our abode. I like that. That's why I like the word abiding. We live and move and have our being in him.
Amen.
We have life. Believers, those who have been given faith by God, have life. But it's his life that's been given to us. Our life is in him.
Yeah.
without the branch, we're dead wood.
Right.
He's going to go on to tell us that and tell us what happens to dead wood. Because if you are a branch, you are abiding in Him. You are living in Him. You have your residence there. That is your abode. He is your abode. Now you're going to be purged. You're going to be cut back. You're going to be pruned. That you bring forth much fruit. And you've got the best husbandman there ever was. And I said, this same bringing forth much fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 and 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, what? There is no law. There's no law against any of that. And there's very little time spent on it in most of the majority of churches today.
Right, yeah.
The fruit of the Spirit. They're worried about your walk, your giving, your this, your that, your this, whatever. No, this is the work of God. This is the work of the husbandman. This is the fruit that you bear. Galatians continues on, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. It's part of that internal pruning. But it also says this, verse 25 of Galatians 5, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Abide in Him. Abide in Him. We live in Him. We live because of Him, and we live in Him.
Right.
And He lives in us. Walk in the Spirit. Because living in the Spirit is living in Christ Jesus. Abiding in the true vine comes first. Just like Jesus Christ said. I am the vine, you're the branches. I'm sorry, you know, people may not like it, but Christ is not only, not just primary, Christ is ultimate.
Yeah.
He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He's also the middle.
Amen.
A lot of people want to forget the middle, Mason.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to leave out the middle. Well, you can't get from the beginning to the end without the middle.
Right.
He's Lord now. He's King now, whether you know it or not, whether I know it or not. And He is the true vine. He was the true vine then. He is the true vine now. He shall always be the true vine. Any life we ever have is going to be because of Him.
Right.
Because He is life. That is what being a branch of the true vine means. We live in the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. Because we abide in Him. And because He abides in us. And then we have this statement. Without the true vine, without the true vine, you can do nothing.
Amen, that's right.
That's just as true as I am the vine and ye are the branches.
Yeah.
The same man said it, the God man. Without the true vine, you can do nothing. What does it mean? Without me. Without me. Without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. And I like this, Walter. There's another place where he doesn't say outside of me. He says without me. Because in a real sense, there's nothing outside of Jesus Christ. By Him, all things consist. But there is a difference between being in Christ and being without Christ. Because, you know, you can be without Christ and be elect. Mm-hmm. Now, you're chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. That's not the same thing as being brought into the vine, being brought into Christ, being a branch of that vine, and bringing forth fruit. But without him, you can do nothing. And I looked at that word. And guess what? That word nothing, it means nothing. That's what it means. It means nothing. No thing. So what can you do of yourself? Nothing. Is that too hard? What can you do without Christ? Nothing. Is that too hard? I can tell you this. What a man can do without Christ is absolutely nothing of any eternal value. Now, there are myriads of works going on all around us, and some of them are really nice works as far as I'm concerned. I'm glad some people have these, you know, food storage places, and they feed the poor. I don't have a problem with that at all. I do have a problem with the Christ they preach.
Yeah, amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. Without Christ, that's of no value. It may be nice, it's wonderful, and it makes for a happy Thanksgiving or a Christmas for people. I will probably get some toys to take for Toys for Tots. I do that. I don't know why. I like toys, probably. But without Christ, that's of no value. It's nothing. No thing. What about come to Christ? You can't do nothing. What about taking the first step? Nothing.
Right.
Actually, I wrote, don't make me laugh, but okay. What about praying? Without Christ, nothing.
That's right. Amen.
What about receiving the gospel? You can't do nothing without him.
Right.
What about believe? Nothing. Man can do nothing of any eternal value outside, without being a branch of the true vine.
Amen. That's right.
That's the illustration. There is only life in that vine and nowhere else.
Yeah.
Without the vine is death. That's the illustration. And those are the words of the Son of God. They're not my words. I believe them. I'll preach them. He's the one that said them, and he's the one with whom we have to do. And this is what he said. Without me, you can do nothing. And what he meant by that is, without him, you can do nothing. Because he tells us in the next verse about your part, if you're not part of the true vine. If you're not a branch of the true vine, you are firewood. That's what it says. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire. What? And they are burned. Here it is. Now, I know this is entirely the wrong season to be preaching something like this. People this time of year want to hear about sweet little Jesus, meek and mild. Well, here sweet little Jesus tells us what happens to dead wood. And what is dead wood? Dead wood is all the wood that there is that is not a part of the true vine. Because if you're not part of the true vine, this is not a vine in the wild. This is a garden. Now, I personally don't do well with gardens. Okay? They take more work than I really usually put into them. Mine grows up. But I'm going to tell you this. this true vine and this husbandman are perfect.
Yeah.
You don't want dead things, dead wood, laying around in your garden. And the husbandman is not going to have it. All of my branches bring forth much fruit. And if it's not, it's because you're not abiding in the vine. Christ also said it this way in Matthew 15 and verse 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Why? Because he's the husbandman. He's the husbandman. Every plant that he hasn't planted is going to be rooted up. Of course, he continued on. He said, let them alone. Why? They'd be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Guess what? If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. A man is either planted by the Heavenly Father, or he's rooted up. That's what Christ said. And if he's rooted up, he's not a branch of the true vine. Because this husbandman, the Father, does not make any mistakes. He knows what he's planted. And the husbandman also knows what he has not planted.
Yeah.
And you can take that any way you want. But I take it this way. The potter has power over the clay out of the same lump to make vessels unto honor and vessels unto what? Dishonor.
Amen. That's right.
And that word is dishonor.
Yeah.
It's not common. That word is dishonor. People don't like that. Grace preachers kind of shy away from it. They just kind of slide. Well, you make honorable vessels and you make common vessels. Well, I understand that. There was such a thing as that you made an everyday pot or an everyday plate or you made something really fancy. That's not what he said. That's not what Paul wrote. Paul wrote, you make some vessels unto honor and he makes some vessels unto dishonor. And every plant which my Father, the husbandman, has not planted, is going to be rooted up. That's what it says. That's part of the gospel. Because if he has made a vessel unto dishonor, guess what? It is fit to be burned.
Amen. That's right.
That's hard. Yeah, it is. But that doesn't make it less true. Branches that are not abiding in the true vine are gathered up and cast into the fire, and they are burned. That's what it says. Verse 7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I know what others say about this verse. This is used as a declaration of the power of man to tell God what man wants. That's what they use it for. It's entirely wrong, but that's what they use it for. Because the will of those that abide in him, those who have his words abiding in them, will ask according to the will of the Father. Where they will ask in the name of the Son. James told us about some things. John told us here, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Don't be asking for nonsense in the name of Christ and expecting a result other than no.
Yeah.
I'm scared to ask God for things sometimes. People say, why don't I get what I want? Why don't I get what I asked for? Well, the problem's with you. James told us that. James 4 and verse 3 says, ye ask and receive not. Because ye ask amiss. You ask wrong. And guess what? Because means you're the cause. That ye may consume it upon your lusts. And I can tell you this also. Paul wrote about it. You can pray and ask for something, and sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah, that's right.
He said he prayed 3 times that a thorn in the flesh be taken from him. And God said, no, 3 times.
Yeah. Right.
He said, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good for a branch to be vexed or distracted or have a thorn in the flesh. Don't worry. The husbandman knows what he's doing. I said it last week. I'll say this. We don't always know what he's doing. I don't always know why he's doing it. But I know if he's doing it, guess what? It's the best for the true vine, and it's the best for the branches.
Amen. That's right.
And it will bring forth much fruit.
Yeah.
And if you're not a branch, it ain't good for you. And that's all there is about that. There is no relationship to the Father except through the Son. There's no relationship to the husbandman except ye abide in the vine. The true vine is in true accord with the husbandman's will. And the branches are to be in true accord with the vine's will. The will of a branch abiding in the vine is not what it used to be. Gotta change your will. Because branches, true branches of the true vine, want to bring forth much fruit.
I heard it on TV the other night.
True branches want to bring forth much fruit. Why? Verse 8. And this is an astounding statement to me. Herein is my Father glorified.
Amen.
That ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Now, can you be a disciple without fruit? Doesn't sound like it. But my Father is glorified by you branches bearing much fruit. And that fruit is the work of the vine and the husbandman. How can I glorify God? That's one of those answers to what the catechism, what's the chief end of man? To glorify God. So how can I glorify God? Bear much fruit.
That's right. Amen.
Through his work. Love, joy, peace. That whole list of the fruit of the Spirit in you glorifies the Father and the vine, the Son. I mean, how can I glorify God? That's a worrisome question sometimes. Because it can cause you to worry about yourself. But we glorify God by the fruit of the Spirit. That just astounds me. It just amazes me. He says it later on, I read it. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. John says, this is my commandment. 1 John 3:23, that we should believe on the name of the Son and what? And love one another as he gave us commandment. And he does that actually down here just a little bit, well, just a little later in the same chapter. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and what? Bring forth fruit. And your fruit should remain. Verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. The love that we have for one another, the love that we have for Christ, the love we have for the Father, comes from, is given to us by the husbandman through the true vine, Jesus Christ. He gives us what we have to have in order to glorify his name.
Amen.
Yeah. That is just beautiful. That is just marvelous. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Continue ye in my love. If you're a branch, continue. Everything starts with the husbandman and the true vine. Everything continues from the husbandman and the true vine. The fruit of the Spirit, the love of Christ, the love for Christ, the love of one another. He is going to continue in you unto the end.
Amen. That's right.
Because if you're a branch of the vine, you will always be a branch of that vine.
Mm-hmm.
The husbandman's not going to lose a branch off of his vine.
Mm-hmm.
Not his perfect true vine. He never will. And I thank God for it. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time, this place. Most of all, thankful for you who have done everything for us. You have done marvelous things to us. You are doing things in us. We give thanks in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.